Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Hey everybody, it's Carrie Oberbrunner. Great to be with you today. Hope things are going fantastic. This is a special little thing I'm doing over lunch today where a lot of people have been asking, how do you get your dream done? So if you are wanting information on this topic, we're going to share it with you today. I'm going to give you some practical tips as well. I'm also going to share this thing in a few other places. So hang with me right now as we get this shared. Also, if you want to share this with anybody else, go for it, tag some people. We're going to jump in and have a big little party here over lunch. I cannot wait. So a lot of times people say, hey, I know my dream, but some individuals don't know what their dream is. And if that's you, go ahead, type below. That's no problem. If you are not sure what your dream is, listen, you're not alone, and don't worry, don't beat yourself up about it. In fact, what I've realized is a lot of times that our dreams really are about dream recovery, not dream discovery. Let me tell you a little bit about that. So most people, most adults, we kind of forget what our dreams are. And yet you talk to kids, and kids from a very young age, they know exactly what their dreams are. Go ahead, type in below what your dream was as a kid. I wanted to be some crazy things as a young kid, but here's the point. As adults, we kind of forget what our dreams are. In fact, we feel like we have to go out and discover what they are. When in reality, I think a lot of times what we need to do is recover. And what I've realized is that once we get in touch with our hearts again, things begin clicking. Right now, we're part of something called the Get Your Dream Done 5-Day Challenge. And it's amazing what people are posting. People are posting some of the most incredible things. Just today, someone posted that they wanted to start a youth center. Other people want to get a book done. Other people want to start a charity or a business. There's so many amazing things that are happening right now in people's hearts. But I'll be honest, for a lot of years, I lost touch with my heart. And I'll tell you why, because it's easier. I don't know about you, but a lot of times as we go through life, what happens is our heart is the place of pain. It's the place of pleasure. It's the place of emotions. It's the place of feelings. But let's be honest, it's also the place of rejection. And what a lot of us do as we get to become adults is we start insulating and isolating our hearts. And we basically put walls up inside of our hearts. Say hey if this was you, or if you know somebody that this is. Because listen, that's what happened to me. I dreamed as a young kid for all kinds of things. But as a result of those dreams not coming true, I'll tell you what, I got cynical. And a lot of people right now watching, let's be honest, they might be cynical. They might say, oh, dreamers. Yeah, yeah, whatever. And here's what's really the truth. They're scared. They're scared to start believing again. They're scared to start hoping again. They're scared to start imagining. So in reality, what they do is they pick a predictable life. They say that they want a life that's safe and stable. But here's the reality. When you are safe and stable, and you've insulated and isolated your heart, you know what? You don't feel pain anymore, but you also don't feel life anymore. Come on, you guys know what I'm talking about. And that was me for a lot of years. If you want to know my story, I was a guy who struggled a lot as my young adult years with depression, with even some suicidal thoughts, but for sure, self-injury. That's kind of the way that I made it through life was self-injury. And I'll tell you what, that is no way to live. Right now you're watching this. Thank you for watching it. And I hope that I'm speaking some words of life to you, because I believe that the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire. This is a quote from a general named Ferdinand Foch, who was a French general. And in all of his years, he said, what's the most powerful thing on earth, the most powerful weapon on earth? And it's people who are souls on fire. And that's you. And even if you felt like, Cary, I've been burnt out, man. I've been fading. I don't have the energy. I don't have the excitement and joy in life anymore. Don't worry. We have a 5-day challenge for you. It's absolutely free. In fact, I'm going to post it in the links right now here. Hang with me. I'm doing this solo today. I was just about to eat lunch, and I'm like, you know what? Some people need to get fired up here because life is short. What's up, Anita? Anita is somebody who's a soul on fire. I know that. She's an award-winning author. We helped her last year. So good job for you, Anita. But go to CaryOberbrunner.com/dreamdone. No joke, folks. Over 41,000 people, did you hear me? Over 41,000 people have said, yes, I want to do the free 5-day challenge. And folks, for the first time ever, we are going to give people what's called the Get Your Dream Done 5-Day Challenge. You have access to it, every single module. You have 48-hour access. We're going to start on May 19th, and we are going to get this big, crazy, large party rocking and rolling. We're going to see people start nonprofits. We're going to see people get back in touch with their dreams. We're going to see marriages reunited. We're going to see kids reach back to their parents. Maybe you got a teenager who needs to get their dream done. You know what I'm saying? Listen, I got a teenager too. So I know where you are, right? But here's the point. Wherever you're watching this today, I know that you are powerful. And I just wrote on my Facebook wall last night, the battle is fiercest when the victory is nearest. Let me say that again. The battle is fiercest when the victory is nearest. Folks, if you've been in a dark chapter in your life, if you've been going through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll tell you what, you are about to experience a breakthrough, and I can't wait to celebrate that with you. In fact, our whole team has shut down most of our business for the next 2 weeks just to accommodate 41,000 people going through the Get Your Dream Done 5-Day Challenge. I'm gonna show up every single day. I'm gonna give you guys a ton of value. Why? Because I'm a person who has experienced their dreams coming true. I wake up every single day and I actually am blown away that I get to do what I love. It was not always like that. In fact, I wrote a book called Day Job to Dream Job where I honestly felt at times like my day job was a prison. How many of you feel like that? You feel like your life is not this thing where you get to celebrate and be joyful. In fact, I hear people all the time say, I work 5 days so I can have two. What kind of life is that? What kind of life is slaving away at 5 days, being totally disconnected from your head, your heart, just so you can have the weekends? That's no way to live. Listen, we're going to give you some practical strategies and tips. I'd love to take any questions today. I see Valerie, Elizabeth, Anita, all kinds of fantastic people jumping in today. Go ahead, post in the chat if I can help you out. But here's what I do want to share with real quickly. It's a pretty cool story. It's about Disney. How many of you guys like Disney? I'm going to give you a quick story from Disney. I just shared this today as an email, but let me give you a quick thing if you missed it here. Disney, this is a crazy cool story. Disney for years had the happiest place on earth. That was their theme. Do you guys remember that? Think about this. You're gonna get smart here in just a second. Smarter, you're already smart, but hang with me. In July 17th, 1955, Walt Disney said that the motto is the happiest place on earth. Now, here's the truth though. They changed it a few years later. Do you know what they changed it to? The place where dreams come true. So which is it? Is Disneyland the happiest place on earth or the place where dreams come true? You're gonna find out in our free 5-day challenge that it's actually both. According to all the biochemistry and psychology that's coming out today with all the advanced research, here's what they're discovering. According to Timothy A., and his last name is tough. I'm going to try to pronounce it here. Pykel. Yes, Timothy A. Pykel, PhD, says, the successful pursuit of meaningful goals plays an important role in the development and maintenance of our psychological well-being. I'll explain this in a moment. He says that to the extent that we're making progress on our dreams, we are happier and more emotionally satisfied. Did you catch that? That means that God created you in such a way that you're supposed to dream. And when you dream and when you achieve progress toward that dream, you have built in your body neurochemicals that make you feel happy. Isn't this amazing? But the opposite is true. If you have a dream and you never make progress, you never see measurable results, your body actually experiences cortisol stress. And as a result, you experience unhappiness. So the most happy people in this world are the people that are seeing progress toward their dreams. Isn't that amazing? That's what the 5-day challenge is all about. We're about not like Mr. Rogers happy, although I guess he's pretty cool these days, Mr. Rogers. I haven't seen the movie. But my point is this. We're going to be talking about real happiness, true dreams, and it's all about making measurable progress toward your dream. I love to see people. In fact, one of my friends, Kirsten, just lost 45 pounds. Just lost 45 pounds. She posted on her Instagram. Go, Kirsten. Another one of my friends just started certifying other doctors on his diet plan. His name is Pat Luce. Folks, I can go through the list person after person. Colleen just got her first Barnes & Noble book signing. When people make dreams come true, they feel about themselves that they are a soul on fire and that they are unstoppable. That's my passion. That's my dream to you. How many of you are part of the Get Your Dream Done 5-Day Challenge? Go ahead and post, I'm in, if you're in. Go ahead, post, I'm in. Again, over 41,000 people are already in. I'm going to post the link one more time for all the people who need it. And Annie, good to see you, Annie. Valerie, Carlos, Kimberly. We have some fantastic people. Elizabeth, yes. I'm seeing Anita's jumping in as well. Now I can finally see the comments. Folks, here's what I'm going to challenge you to do. Invite a friend or family member or spouse or kid or whoever that you care about. I know you care about people. Invite them into the 5-day challenge. Absolutely free. There it is. carryoverbrenner.com/dreamdone. Listen, we start May 19th. Branson, awesome. Tag people, get them into this 5-day challenge because we are going to start a movement, a viral movement of people. Listen, 41,000, you can't make that up. I'd like to see us get to 45. I'd like to see us get to 50. Are you guys in? We are going to start May 19th. This is all pre 6 days of bonus right now for those of you who are in. And let's start on May 19th, souls on fire, getting our dreams done. If you guys need anything, I'm over in that private Facebook group. You can ask me any questions you want. Up until then, I'm going to be giving some bonus content as well. And hey, Brant's a guy who's a soul on fire. His book is right on my bookshelf back there. But I'm so proud of him. He's getting his dream done as well as Annie and some others. So go ahead, type in where you're from as well. I'll go ahead and read your name. And I'm going to put the link one more time for the 5-day challenge. And it looks like we already had a couple dozen people jump in even in the last hour. So we're growing fast. And I'm putting it right here. Do they have to be on Facebook to do it? Lana asks. Great question. Lana, I'll tell you what, they do not. But we will be doing a lot of bonus content and training inside the Facebook group. Janet's near North Carolina. Annie's near North Carolina. Anna's near Tennessee. Elizabeth is Georgia. I'm just reading you guys off. Fantastic. We have Valerie from Tampa. Awesome. Folks, we've never done the Get Your Dream Done 5-Day Challenge. It is incredibly exciting. I cannot wait. I'm going to be investing a lot of my heart, my soul, my blood, my sweat, my tears in that group beginning May 19th. But again, We've started the pre-bonuses that are already happening right now. Kim, good to see you. Look at all these Southeastern gals. I hear it. We got California in the house. So go ahead, folks. Let me see. What else can I give you that's a little bit of a bonus content today? Let me jump right in and mention that. So we talked about, if you just missed, we talked about dream recovery versus dream discovery. We talked about that the happiest people on the planet are those who see measurable progress related to their dreams. We talked about how most people insulate and isolate their hearts. Why? Because they're cynical, because they've lost their dreams along the way, and they know that it's painful to keep feeling and keep dreaming. So as a result, they create walls around their heart. That was me, and maybe it's you. But thankfully, you're being aware, and you realize that life matters, and you realize that dreams matter. Here's the last bonus content that I'm going to give you today. Some people will try to tell you that pursuing your dreams is selfish. How many of you have ever heard that before? Hey, if you pursue your dreams, you're being selfish. I've heard that before. I've heard naysayers say that. I'll tell you what the truth is. The truth is that if you look at Carl Jung, Swiss psychologist, Carl Jung, in all of his research, says that it's not abuse, it's not abandonment, it's not alcoholism that is the most damaging thing in the life of a child. Do you know what it is? It's the unlived life of the parent. This is the parent who is selfish that they don't pursue their dreams. Now, I'm not talking about ditching your kids and saying, forget you kids, go raise yourself, and I'm gonna go pursue my dream. I'm not talking about that. But I'm talking about when kids see adults, it could be their own parents, it could be their uncle, their aunt, their grandparents, when they see adults who are taking risks and saying, you know what, I am going to pursue my dream. My dream is worth it. Maybe it's going back and taking an art class for the first time. Maybe it's you getting your hair done, your hairstyle, because mom or dad hasn't wanted to date because, you know, the spouse that they were married to passed away or they got divorced and they've just been living as a shell of a person. When a kid sees a parent step up or a caregiver and start pursuing their dreams, I'll tell you what it does. It releases in that kid the permission for them to pursue their own dreams. But the opposite is true. As that young kid sees their parents or caregiver say no to their dream, shut down, give up on life, you know what? It also tells the kid, you need to do the same thing. Dad or mom doesn't believe in their dream, neither should you. And that is a damaging model for the kid. Listen, I know this is probably a little bit controversial, but I'm passionate about it because I've seen in my own kids that when dad is on fire, when mom is on fire, you know what? The family's on fire. And when we're not, when I wasn't, when I was hiding out, when I was playing small about 8, 9, 10 years ago, guess what? I was not the most actively engaged dad because parts of me were dying. And when parts of you are dying, it comes off. No matter how you try to compartmentalize your life, it bleeds into other areas of your life. Let's face it, folks. Do you agree? Do you disagree? Tag somebody who needs to see this. Jump in the Get Your Dream Done 5-Day Challenge. You join. We've taken away, there's no upsell when you join. When you join, it's free. You have access. We start on May 19th and we give you 48 hours access for each day. Module 1, module 2, module 3, module 4, module 5. And then on day 6, we're going to have this masterclass party. It's going to be fantastic. Folks, I can't wait to see you there. I'm going to pop in every day, let you know a little bit more, give you a little bit more sneak peek, but thanks so much for your trust. Thanks so much for saying yes to your dreams. We'll talk tomorrow. Ooh, let's talk about this one. This one's a little edgy. Let's talk about, does God want you to pursue your dreams? Ouch. Go ahead, type in any thoughts or questions, because I'll tell you what, I've met a lot of people who say, God doesn't want us, God wants us to suffer. God doesn't want us to pursue our dreams. I've heard that from some people. We're going to talk about that, all right? And if you're not a person of faith, that's okay. We can talk about other things as well. Pop in your questions. Thanks so much, folks. This is Carrie Oberbrunner, Be a Soul on Fire. Your action item right now is go to carrieoberbrunner.com/dreamdone. And let's get you signed up for the 5-day challenge. Meet 41,000 other people, and we're going to have an absolute blast in the next couple weeks. We'll see you. Take care.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.